Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
A minister had recently moved into a new home and discovered that he would need to get a lawnmower. He saw a young boy walking down the road pushing an old mower, and he offered to trade the boy an old bicycle for his old mower. And the boy ran home to get his parents' approval. He returned saying that the trade was okay by his parents. So the preacher gets the mower and sends the boy away on a bike. The preacher then checks the fuel, pulls the cord to start the mower. The mower has other ideas. The preacher works on the mower for some time, getting tired and sweaty, but no success. He looks up to see the boy riding the bike past his house. He calls the boy over to ask, "What's wrong with this mower? It doesn't start." The boy replies that the mower will only start when someone gets mad and gives it a good cussing. Well, the minister replies, "Son, I'm a preacher. I have practically forgotten how to cuss." And the boy answers, "Keep pulling the cord. You'll remember." Well, today we remember that first Pentecost through our readings. At the conclusion of our gospel, we hear that the risen Jesus breathes on the disciples, a sign that he was sharing his life, his spirit, his energy with them. Having breathed on them, he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." He then breathed the energy, the life of God, the Spirit, into the disciples. No one can receive the Spirit of God and be unchanged. And so the disciples discovered that they were able to speak in foreign tongues. They found courage in preaching the good news that they had never known before. They lived in a unity that months before could only have seemed like a dream, with the energy of God flowing through them. They showed new life and growth, and the new life of the Spirit had come to them when they were at their lowest ebb, shut away in a room, paralyzed with fear, disheartened, confused, and disillusioned. The breath of Christ, the Holy Spirit of God, was new life, new energy, and growth. The gift of the Spirit did not simply confer life on the disciples, but transformed them into the life of Christ in a new way. Christ came close to his disciples, calling them together in communion, sending them far and wide in mission, his mission. With his Spirit living in them, the disciples became, in a new way, his people, his message, his body. Wherever they were, he would be too. And so we celebrate this feast of Pentecost today, recognizing the gift of the Holy Spirit infused in the disciples. But even more, this gift of the Spirit is with the disciples of every age. We need to be aware of that energy and life in the world and in people around us. Each person we meet is infused with life, a life so wonderful and mysterious that it defies scientific definition. The movement of the earth around the sun, the spinning of our planet that brings us night and day, the breath of the wind across the face of the earth, the warmth of fire, the radiance of light, the growing plants, flowing streams, all are signs of an energy that sustains and that gives life. When we are aware of the energy and life around us, we are then aware of the Holy Spirit of God, who moves around freely, giving life, giving peace, giving forgiveness and growth and love. And being aware of the Spirit, we become attuned to it, sensing its presence, opening ourselves to its power. We move with the Spirit in the same movement through which God made the heavens and the earth. Just as the Spirit energized the disciples, the Spirit energizes us for the work of God. We become dynamic messengers of the good news according to our own gifts. The Christian messenger does not simply bring Christ to others, but identifies the Christ who is already there. Where there is goodness, it is Christ's goodness. Where there is healing, it is His healing. Where there is forgiveness, it is His forgiveness. We show people where Christ is already at work in their midst. And in His way, we build up the body of Christ. The energy released to that first Pentecost is still released into the church by the Holy Spirit working to renew the face of the earth. Pentecost is the feast that calls us out from behind the locked doors, where, like the disciples, we may be hiding for fear of others. It is the feast that reminds us that we are indeed people filled with the Spirit, people with gifts that the world needs so desperately, wisdom for a world searching for meaning, knowledge for a world seeking insight, healing for a world torn apart by violence, prophecy for a world in need of direction, discernment of spirit for a world confronted by competing forces. Christianity is now over 2,000 years old, yet the universal brotherhood of all humankind in God through Christ has not been fully understood. Our timid approach to living the life of Christ is still not fully realized. What can I do, you may say? I am only one person. What difference can I make? Well, maybe we can learn something from the story of the black squirrel and the owl. A black squirrel once asked a wise old owl, "What was the weight of a single snowflake?" "Why, nothing, more than nothing," the owl answered. The squirrel then went on to tell the owl about a time when he was resting on a branch of a maple tree, counting each snowflake that came to rest on the branch until he reached the number 1,973,864. Then, with the settling of the very next snowflake, crack, the branch suddenly snapped, throwing the squirrel and the snow to the ground. "That was surely a whole lot of nothing," said the squirrel. The power of the Spirit worked wonders in and through the lives of the first disciples. The power of the Spirit has worked wonders in and through the lives of believers down through the ages. What wonders will the Spirit work in and through us today. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine. Just imagine. Our daily personal efforts to spread the rain of love and justice may be as lightweight as a snowflake. But by heaping our snowflakes together, we shall eventually be able to break the heavy branch of sin, of evil, of injustice growing in our world today. Just imagine that. God bless.